Pence calls for probe into thousands of fetal remains in Ulrich Klopfer home. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 18, 2019. Vice President Mike Pence called for a full investigation into the discovery of thousands of fetal remains at the Illinois home of notorious abortionist Ulrich Klopfer. The horrific discovery of 2,246 fetal remains in abortionist Dr. Klopfer's Illinois home is appalling and should shock the conscience of every American, tweeted Pence on Monday. While I was governor of Indiana, we took his medical license away and passed a law requiring fetal remains be treated with dignity. His actions should be fully and thoroughly investigated. The remains of the unborn must be treated with dignity and respect, and this abortionist's defenders should be ashamed, the vice president added. We will always stand for the unborn. Klopfer, who died this month, performed thousands of abortions in clinics in Pence's home state of Indiana before his medical license was revoked in 2016. As Indy Star reported, Klopfer had not been licensed to practice medicine in Illinois since 1990, and public records do not indicate he held any other state's medical license after his Indiana license was revoked. The abortionist was known to have been negligent in his record-keeping in his clinics. Authorities are not saying if they think Klopfer, 79, transported the remains from Indiana, how the fetal remains had been preserved, or why the remains may have been in his possession in the first place, the report stated. Kathy Hoffmeyer, the Will County, Illinois, Sheriff's Office spokeswoman, referred to the Klopfer case as a sensitive investigation and would not provide details, Indy Star said. Gene Mancini, president of March for Life, likened the Klopfer case to that of convicted murderer Kermit Gosnell, who had been operating for decades in his West Philadelphia House of Horrors abortion clinic without inspection. His practice of snipping the spinal cords of babies born alive following abortion were only discovered haphazardly during a prescription drug bust in 2010. Like Gosnell, Ulrich Klopfer had a long and troubling history of willful, intentional and detrimental non-compliance with state regulations, Mancini said in a statement, and his disregard for those regulations intended to protect women and minor girls was appalling. The pro-life leader added. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a 2020 Democrat candidate, recently renewed his support for an abortion clinic that listed as its administrator a former Klopfer staff member. We urge a thorough investigation of this case so that justice may be done, and so that the public becomes aware of what really happens inside America's abortion industry, Mancini said.